that, here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Friday, the 26th of April, 2024. The Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities has announced that it's giving local councils new planning powers. Through the new Levelling Up and Regeneration Act, council planners will be able to take stronger enforcement measures on landowners that are repeatedly breaking planning rules, making it harder for them to seek planning permission in future. Those who carry out work without approval or act in bad faith may also face unlimited fines from the councils. Working alongside the new powers to enhance planning across the sector, the government has also given councils a cash boost worth £29 million that will ensure that backlogs are tackled and more skills can be developed across local government. The Scottish Government has announced that it's appointed three new non-executive directors to ensure that the highest standards of governance are met. Following an open recruitment process, Helen Dean, Manish Joshi and Rory Mair will come into the roles with a wide perspective while promoting a collaborative and innovative approach to issues faced by the government. They will also support creative thinking and new ideas within the Scottish Government. Scottish Permanent Secretary JP Marks said that good governance sits at the very heart of how we operate in delivering meaningful policies and vital public services. And public sector organisations are now able to access data from the Coal Authority for free. That's as part of the organisation's data and information plan for 2024 to 2027. Authoritative data that is accessible from the Coal Authority can be used to identify hazards, respond to emergencies and design systems that will stop water from mines polluting drinking, river and seawater. This comes as mine workings covered by the authority lie beneath around 25% of Great British properties. As part of the information plan, the Coal Authority has committed to developing and updating the data and information, while also providing access to the data for free for any projects that are funded by the taxpayer. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin. And check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.